Thanks, Phil. Okay, my name is Serge Radovic, and I'm from EuroIX. One thing I do want to do, and I tried it, I was in Mumbai, in Sanog, and I always try and get more participation from the audience. And last time I had some test questions during the presentation, and people weren't allowed to have lunch until they'd answered the test questions right. And that worked really well, yeah, because most people ate. But this time I've done something different. There's a little, I've got a prize, something in this bag. It's that big. And it's from a, I won't tell you who it's from, but there is a prize in there. There's a spelling mistake somewhere in the presentation. So the first person who picks it up, but please do leave it till the end, will win that prize. I said leave it to the end, Bill. The spelling mistake isn't. So, I'm glad to be back. This is my third time here at APNIC. One of the reasons I'm here is to learn more about the region, and while I'm here, I thought I'd give you an update on a few of the trends and statistics that are going on in Europe. I haven't got a battery, so I haven't got a power, so I hope you live in the game. Okay, EuroIX was originally, and it still is, called the European Internet Exchange Association. It was formed in May 2001. As of January last year, we decided to invite IXs from outside the region to join EuroIX. EuroIX is not an exchange point. We're not an exchange point. We are an association of exchange points. So it doesn't matter how many times I say this. People will come to me in the coffee break and say, can I... You know, how many members, how much does a 1 gig port cost at EuroIX? But it'll always happen. But we're not an exchange point. We're an association of exchange points. Now, we currently have 37 affiliated IXPs. 33 of those are in Europe, and 4 of those are outside of Europe. Since I gave my last presentation in Kyoto, Equinix decided to join, Bill. You didn't even know. Six Slovenia joined, TIX Tuscany in Florence, Italy joined, and our latest associate member to join, that's an IX outside of Europe, is JPIX. And we currently have another associate member who's just filled in an application form. I do once a month, I don't know why, but it ends up being in the middle of the month, I do an aggregated peak traffic of the member IXPs that have public traffic stats. That happens to be about 28 European IXPs at the moment, and those peak stats, which don't all occur at the same time, but of the peak stats, comes to around just over 500 gigs per sec. This time last year, it was about 272, so it's roughly an 84% increase over the last 12 months. Over the last month, we've had about a 7.2 increase. Works out to roughly 17.9 gigs per IX. We have one IX doing around 130, 135 gigs. There's currently 16 European member IXPs that are now offering 10 gig e-ports, and a couple of them got quite high take-ups. Some more stats of all the members, and that's including the IXs that I have outside of the European region. We have 2,520 connectees to those 37 members. If you go to the EuroIX website, we have a couple of tools. One is what we call the EuroIX database, and basically I get the IXs to list the ASNs and the name of everyone that's joined. So you can see now it's 2,543, and you can search there, and if you want, do a search on IXs or names or AS numbers if you're looking for someone to peer with. Another little tool that we made was the IXP peering matrix, so you can also compare your IX member IXPs against each other and look for unique or non-unique AS numbers. So there are a couple of tools we've got. About 1,400 unique ASNs of the people that are connected to my member IXPs, which works out to roughly 260 megs peak traffic per customer. We hold a benchmarking club for our all our members. And in one of the sections, we had 30 IXPs fill in the benchmarking club at EuroIX, and they were all European. The average price of a 1 gig port is €850. This time last year, we also did a benchmarking club, and it was €880, so it's definitely not going up. This is the makeup of our IX membership. We have small, medium, and very large IXPs. We have them from those that were established in 1993, all the way through to 2002. We have Cisco is the most common switches used, followed by Extreme Foundry, and we have a few others. Force 10 are also coming into the picture now. What we offer our members, our member IXPs, the usual stuff, mailing lists, website listings, the portal, what you saw there with the tools that we offer. Probably one of the biggest values to the members is the forums that we hold twice a year. A couple of times we've had more than 30 IXPs at these forums, and they've proved really successful, and we're going to continue doing them. I mentioned the benchmarking club. We also have a number of information repositories, maintenance diaries, so that people can keep an eye on when the maintenance is occurring. The switch database, which I think is quite useful, and people, if they've got similar switches, have a look at what software is being put on, and then they can always give the IXP a call and say, hey, did you guys have any trouble going up to that software or using those switches or whatever? So it's quite a detailed list of the switches being used by the exchanges. All this information is behind the members' pages. Plans for 2006. Well, our next forum's coming up in Dublin, Ireland, on the 8th and 9th of May. We're considering taking a more active role in public affairs. It's still a discussion that's going on within our membership, and something we'll talk about in Dublin. Of course, we're always looking for more and varied members from Europe and around the world. And, of course, we're also investigating further ways to collaborate with IXPs, which we'll go in and discuss soon. If you're an IXP in the room and you'd like to join your IX or talk about the possibilities of joining, or you're an ISP that's part of an IXP that would like to join your IX, then please come and speak to me or have a look at the contact details that I've got there up on the screen. And that's about it. I know it's going to be the original. Yes, Bill.
So you said something about comparing performance metrics from different IXs, and somehow I'm afraid that the performance metrics you're talking about are not bits forwarded per euro. What metric did you have in mind?
You mean in the benchmarking club?
Yeah.
That we're doing? We have about 8 different sections. It goes from... It does talk about traffic. It talks about number of members, increase in the membership, staff issues, how much staff costs, how many staff these people have. We do have a lot of different models, so it becomes hard to compare. You have to take that into
bits
account.
Bits forwarded per staff person would also be an acceptable metric, I think.
Okay, well...
Bits forwarded per euro would be
more
direct.
From the information that we provide, you could probably work that out.
Yeah, okay.
Are there any other questions? No one wants to claim the prize? No one picked the mistake? Which fees? The UIX fees? We have fees. Okay, that's about the... If you are interested, the current membership fees are €4,000 for a European IXP. If you're outside of Europe, it's €2,500. We are non-for-profit. The fees aren't of the highest concern to us, so come and talk to me if you'd really like to become a member. And that's it for the UIX update.